out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Every morning is a perfect morning for a second cup. Although, Brian, I must say, because of the scratchy throat that I have this morning, one that I was very happy to share with my husband, who also has the same cold. I feel like I've had to switch to water this morning. It's water and cough drops. That's what's been getting me through the last couple of mornings for sure. But I had to have a strong and healthy voice so that way I'd be able to make this announcement. So a few months ago, we started Parish of the Week. A big congratulations to St. Birgitta's. It was wonderful to highlight them over the past week. Today, it is Tuesday. We're getting ready to announce a new Parish of the Week. Now, typically, Sarah is in for a Tech Tuesday. Sarah is enjoying a little extended weekend. She'll be back tomorrow for a website Wednesday, so we can look forward to that, and she'll tell us a little bit more about this week's parish. Now we've gone a little outside our area, but it's important to know for people who are traveling, maybe heading to the coast for a long weekend too. Well, we got to take God right along with us. So this week's Parish of the Week, we are so excited to announce Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Tillamook, Oregon. Now, they are outside of our listening range, but we know that when we travel here in the Portland area, down south too, we want to head out to the coast. You might be driving, or should at least better be driving around Tillamook. You want to stop and get a very delicious ice cream and a block of cheddar cheese, right? Because who doesn't do that when they go to Tillamook? But it's important to go to Mass as well. Our coastlines are full of these smaller parishes that you can just really sense a community parish, a smaller group of people that are there year round. And then because of the influx of people to the coast, well, they kind of grow in the summertime. So it's great that we're going to be able to highlight our church, Sacred Heart. It's appropriate for the month of June. So Brian,
absolutely. Well, we just used to always vacation on the Oregon coast. And like you said, I mean, it's just great to be able to drive through these smaller towns, you know, Lincoln City, Newport, and Tillamook. I mean, you're exactly right. That is definitely one of our stops always. Get an ice cream cone, get a block of cheese from on the road. Yeah, they've got, and they've just recently remodeled there at the Cheese Factory.
Right.
It is a must do for sure.
So along with that must do, you must do church on Sunday. So definitely
yes.
Stop at Sacred Heart. It's just such a beautiful and warm and welcoming community. So we'll be talking about them more with Sarah tomorrow. So, and Brian, you know, while we have this opportunity to talk, we had a little bit of an unusual opportunity to connect yesterday. It was our first premiere show of The Morning Blend with Brenda and Brian. However, due to technology, we were connected all, I think we had our phones on, the microphones were on, there was a bit of a delay, but like you said, thanks to our extraordinary production engineer, Aaron, he figured out how to get us connected. And so it's wonderful. I'm real happy to take this opportunity to introduce you. People are very familiar with you, or at least your voice. And I'm actually very excited too to get to know you. We have a good time here at Mater Dei Radio. You do a morning show there at Salt and Light in Boise, and then you have a quick rest, and then you're back on with us for the morning blend.
Yeah, it takes about 4 minutes to get everything transferred over where I quit one morning show, dig out my notes for the next morning show, get the webcam turned on, sign into the Zoom link. I mean, there's a few steps, a few boxes you have to tick off. But today, you know, praise be to God that it just went off without a hitch, and we're connected and we've had a great show. I thought yesterday, despite the rocky start, and I want to, you know, congratulate you on 6 minutes of tap dancing. That was pretty impressive. But, you know, today it's flown by. I can't believe how quickly these 2 hours go by. But, yeah, it's just been an absolute honor for me personally to get to know the Mater Dei Radio family over the last 4 years, coming out and hosting what I believe now is 3 different spring charathons over the years. Just such a great group out there. led by our executive director, Patrick Ryan, but getting to know you and the good deacon and Aaron and Sarah and all the different people that we have met over those 4 years during Spring Share-a-thon, I just can't wait to get to talk to them more than just once a year, that they'll be sort of working their way through the morning blend in the coming weeks and months, that we'll get to talk to them a little bit more.
I think this is a great example too, Brian, of how the Catholic community, the Catholic radio station community, this is a great example to show you we are not opposing teams. We are all Team Jesus, and we are all joined together to bring his news, his gospel message to a world in need. And so this is great ways that we can partner to, you know, bring these resources together. So again, welcome to the morning show. There's a lot of bees. The morning blend with Brenda and Brian. Almost like it was meant to be, though. I think it has a good, it rolls off the tongue well.
I'm a big fan of alliteration myself, which, you know, we were able to bring to the Spring Share-a-thon with terrific Tuesday, wonderful Wednesday, thankful Thursday, and fantastic Friday, I believe was what we named the last day of the Share-a-thon. But, you know, we love that alliteration because, like you said, it just rolls off the tongue. It's fun.
It certainly
is. We're all about that.
And of course, tomorrow it will be Website Wednesday also. You can't forget that. Well, with just a few minutes here remaining, we were supposed to talk about the month of June. There's some big holidays, so get out your calendars. We're going to talk about them. Now, of course, we already rolled through the Feast of Corpus Christi. That is also the most holy body and blood of Christ. That was on the 2nd. Where we lived in Northern California, the good deacon and I, we like to think, you know, it was a former life of ours because we didn't have any children back then. The Portuguese community that lived in the area that went to Little St. Mary's Church in Arcata, California, they would put on a huge festival for the Feast of Corpus Christi. There were queens, ginormous crowns, and these huge dresses. They got the local high school band to come and play music as they processed with the Blessed Sacrament to Portuguese Hall, where they welcomed the community and had this big feast. It was a wonderful, wonderful celebration. And of course, we heard the story too about how it was linked from Corpus Christi to the Feast of Sacred Heart. Now that's coming up this Friday. And so because of that feast day, one, we've got the whole month of June dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which also makes it kind of appropriate now that we've chosen Sacred Heart Catholic Church out in Tillamook as our parish of the week. So again, a wonderful month to celebrate that. And you said, you know, you have that beautiful image of Christ's Sacred Heart, and you often see it in the same image with his mother and her Immaculate Heart. So you'll often see those images together. Now, moving through the month, on the 13th, I wanted to point this out. It is the Feast of the Eucharistic Heart of Jesus. It is also the feast day of St. Anthony of Padua. Now, this, he's a wonderful saint. And of course, we had our homily highlight from the parochial vicar here at St. Anthony's. But could you imagine this saint, how he dedicated his life to the Lord and he focus his time and energy evangelizing others, praying for the world, you know, making reparations to our Lord. And he gets to spend the rest of eternity looking for people's keys. It just is like,
yeah, Tony, look around. What's lost must be found. Yeah, I you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I think it was just yesterday that we were all saying that, trying to find the charging cord to my wife's laptop. So yeah, St. Anthony is very busy around our household as well.
Oh, no doubt. And so that's next Thursday, the 13th. And of course, through that weekend, the 11th Sunday in an ordinary time, that's Father's Day. So families, moms, kids, you are on the clock, so to speak. Better have a wonderful Father's Day plan. Maybe now might be the time to make those breakfast reservations, if that's what you're going to do, or dinner, or at least in our house, we have a much better time planning a great meal, enjoying the backyard. It looks like we've been talking about in weather, yeah, that faucet is getting turned off for sure. So hopefully, prayerfully, this good weather will continue. And then just one last question for you, Brian. I know you're out there in the Boise area. On the 21st, it is the feast day of St. Aloysius Gonzaga. Now, you're too far from Spokane. Is that a big draw for young people in your area? They want to become a Bulldog?
Yeah, I think that is a pretty popular college here in the area. Of course, it's all about Boise State when it comes to football. But with basketball, yeah, you see a few Zag fans walking downtown.
All right. So that's coming up at the end of the month. And of course, on the 24th, time to bake a birthday cake. It is the birthday of St. John the Baptist. You can cover it with honey and a few locusts for decorations. A wonderful opportunity, Brian. Thanks so much for joining us. We're so glad to have you on board with us. And we hope our listeners, you enjoyed today's Second Cup.